Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my weekly wine review. And I have something out of the ordinary because I just had a taste for it. And if you didn't know, sparkling wines are just wine. It's not for special occasions. It's just wine. So if you have something that will go well with it, and normally I go with something that's really spicy, that the effervescence and everything that will blend well with that, I try to get it with that. So I had some really spicy Italian sausage, and I said, you know what will go well? Prosecco, which is a Italian sparkling spumante wine. And what we have here is Lajara, L-A-J-A-R-A, Lajara. So, and it's from the Lajara Vineyards, located on the hillside slopes of Conegliano. And I'm not going to go with that other spelling. You see it as it go across the screen. I'm not even going to try it because it's so long and complicated. But I wanted to try this because, again, hey, something sparkling, something to go from that. And so this is what I did. I had it at regular temperature from my regular refrigerators on the bottom. That was at about a 52 degrees. And then I rolled and got it a little more chilled just to see how well it went. So this is what I have. It's a spumante. It's a Prosecco Spumante Brut. Remember, the Brut is dry. So if we're really looking at it dry, it's in and it's freaking gone. So that's another plus on that. So let's try this one and see what the aromas and everything look like. But look at that clear color with that. You know, it's a little amazing how clear that is. See it? So anyway, let's get a whiff. So this is interesting because this is what they said. And normally I don't get that. It's not a green apple. You know what I mean? I just smell the apples in it. So green apples are a little more bitter, a little more tangier. But they say green apple. I just say like just your regular run-of-the-mill apple. You got that. And that's the smell that I got from it. Let me hit it one more time. It's just clean and crisp. So let's get a taste. I'm going to get my drink on. So, yep. You see the Brut. You see the dryness. You feel the dryness as it coats your tongue and really just goes away. Very, very limited flavors on there. But pretty good. And they said bread crust. And I'm really tasting just almost like your spumante. It's really no fruit forward like a lot of some of these champagnes, these cavas, and the Prosecco. But if you get these Asti Spumante, you're probably getting something a little more sweeter. But this Prosecco is pretty good. It's pretty good. When I drank it, it was a little better because it blended in with the spiciness and it kind of highlighted it, and then it calmed the palate down. So it just flushed the palate and just tasted really good. But this one's okay. It's not bad. It's a $12.99 price point. So when you be able to get that, I really didn't find the actual year for that. So if you go to the Lajara site, is lajara.it, you see the different type of Proseccos that they would have, and then other different wines that they would have. But this ain't bad. This is not a bad Prosecco that you can sit down and chill. A lot of you ladies have said, well, I want something a little more sparkling when we sit and have a drink or two. This one is pretty good for that. So if you try it, I think this one will be pretty good. But this is the Lajara Prosecco DOC Brut Dry. Try it out. Remember, it's for any occasion, so you can go from there. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life. See you later.